Shalom Aleichem Rabotai, this is Rabbi Kovacs, and I hope you had a wonderful Shabbat Yom Tov experience. We are continuing the Mishnah Yomi in the ninth Perek at the second Mishnah. Today we're learning about the concept of Bi'or, and the geography of Bi'or. Bi'or, it's hard to translate, sort of means getting rid of something. And the concept of Bi'or for Shemitah is you're allowed to go out into the field or the orchard and gather what you need, a limited amount, not a commercial amount, not a large amount, and you're allowed to keep that in your house and eat from it as long as the same species is available to all of the wild animals in the field. As the Pasuk says, Livchem techo l'chaya, like the produce of the arts will be available for animals and wild animals. So as long as it's freely available to wild animals, you can keep some in your house. But if the species is no longer available outside to the animals, then a person who has some of this item in his house has to do bior, take it outside the house and make it hefker, make it ownerless for anyone to take. There's a machlokis, we'll see later, if the same person is allowed to take that item back after he's renounced ownership and made it hefker, or if it has to be mamish hefker permanently. So here we are in Mishnah Beis, in Perek Test, Shalosh Arzot Lebir. There's three distinct geographical areas regarding Bior. Yehuda, Eiver, Yarden, Vegolil. Yehuda is the south near Yerushalayim. Eiver, Yarden usually means the other side of the Jordan River, but here the Mefarshim say it means what we call the West Bank, the Jordan River Valley, because the other side of the river, the east side of the river, doesn't have Kedusha Shvis. And that's probably why the British gave it away to the Arabs to be their homeland, so they can have that side, because they don't keep Shvius anyway. So that's the Hagolil, and the north, the Tiberias area, and up north. Shalosh Shalosh Arzo L'Kol Achat Ve'Achat. And there are three sub-districts for each of these main three lands. The Mishnah explains, Golil Ha'Elyon, Upper Galilee, Golil Ha'Tochton, Lower Galilee, Ve'Ha'Emek, the valley. And the Mishnah explains the geography here. Mikfar Chananya Lamola, north of Kfar Chananya, Kol She'enu Migodol Shikmin, where you can't grow Shikma anymore, it's too far north, Golich La'Elyon, that's the upper. Mikfar Chananya Lamata, underneath Kfar Chananya, and south, Kol She'enu Migodol Shikmin, where the climate supports sycamore, Galil Tochton, that's lower Galilee. The Tchum, and the valley area, that's Tveria. Tchum Tveria, sorry, the area around Tveria, is the Emek, is the lowland. So that's near the Kinneret, near Yam Tveria. That's the lower, you know, it's lower in elevation than the rest of the Galil. The Mishnah continues, Behuda, Yehuda also has three subdivisions, Hahar, the mountainous area, Shvela, the lowlands, the Emek, and the valley area. Shvela Tlod, Kishvela Hadarom. The lowlands near Lod have the same status as the lowlands of the south of the area of Yehuda, Har Shalah, and the mountains near Lod, Gehar Melech. They have the same status as the mountains of the king, the area near Yerushalayim. Mibet Choron v'Adayam, Medina Achat. From Bet Choron to the Yam here is the Yam HaTachton, the Mediterranean Sea, that's considered the valley. That's much lower in elevation than the rest of Yehuda, which is up in the mountains. Mishnah Gimel continues, Lama, v'lama amru shlosh arzo. Why do we say there are three different lands? Shiyu ochlin b'chol achat v'achat. You can continue eating and keeping in your house in each one of these lands, ot sheyichle ha'achron shebo, until this species of produce is used up outside in the last land of the three lands. So what this means, in effect, is if the species you are keeping in your house is available anywhere in the Golil or anywhere in Yehuda, then you can keep it in your house even though you're not in that particular land. So effectively, even though the three lands have three subdivisions and there's nine distinct agricultural areas, if it's available in anywhere in Yehuda and you're living in Yehuda, then you can continue to keep it in your house. It's not chayev in bior just yet until it's running out in all of Yehuda. Rabbi Shimon Omer, lo amru shalosh arzot ele Yehuda. He says the concept of three distinct subdivisions only applies to Yehuda. So what he's saying is Yehuda itself is divided into three subregions, and when the species you're keeping in your house is unavailable in your specific region, your district, then it's chayav in beer. But the other areas, he says, Ushar kol artzo kahar melech, and the other areas of Eretz Yisrael have the same deadlines as the mountains of the king. That's the mountainous area in Yehuda. He's saying that the other regions have a similar deadline to that, so the goel would go after that region as well. The Mishnah concludes, "V'chol ha'artzot ke'echad," and all of the lands are one. All of Eretz Yisrael is one in terms of olives and dates. Meaning, if there are olives freely available in the fields anywhere, then you can keep the olives you picked from Hefker. And same too with dates. If there are good dates available on the other side of the country, then you can keep the dates in your house. It could be a hashkafic issue that people are prepared to travel a long way to get good dates. And that's something that might be encouraged if someone doesn't have a good date locally, that maybe you could travel and get a good date if it's shayach to make a shidduch that way. It's actually a machlokas. The Bartner says this statement is from Rabbi Shimon, and we don't paskin like Rabbi Shimon, but it could be some of Farshim say the statement isn't Rabbi Shimon and it applies to everybody. Shkoyach Rabosai.